Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
With itsforwomen.ie. Time to own it.
Yeah, Maria, what you got for us?
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. on the talk shows, Graham Norton...
Don't mind him. Just keep going. He's delirious. He finds everything hilarious.
Graham Norton has The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, nice. And Kevin Hart talking about...
Jumanji 2.
The new Jumanji movie.
Can't wait for that movie. I love the first one.
There's a lot of excitement in our house. We actually have a Jumanji board game. Santi brought it last year for Mikey. And we've been playing that a lot.
So.
Is it good?
The board game.
Yeah.
It's complicated when you first start playing. But then as you go on, it gets better.
Okay.
I like that. I find too many games are too simple now.
Well, I like the simple ones like Scrabble. I love Scrabble.
Yeah, Scrabble's good. Although, if you're playing with people who take too long to take their go, it's just wrecked.
Yeah, it loses momentum.
But you have... I'm talking about anyone in particular who may live in my house who I'm married to.
But you have the Sands of Time thing.
They don't come with Scrabble. You've got to have to get that out of another game if you really want to do that.
Use your iPhone and it goes until they do it.
And then they miss a turn.
Yeah, something like that. Oh. I'm not making up rules now.
Well, I know on Words with Friends, you time out, don't you, if you don't take your go in two weeks.
Yeah, well, I think that's like I say, it's about 2 weeks. Yeah. I think their marriage be over if that was the case. Anyway, go on, move on.
Jodie Whittaker.
Yeah.
She's Doctor Who.
Yeah.
She's very, very good, Doctor Who. Michael Palin reflects on his latest travel book, North Korea Journal. Like, imagine being in a position where you can go, what'll I write a book about this time? Like, a travel book. I wouldn't have thought Michael Palin and travel.
No, yeah, he did lots of TV shows.
Yeah. That's pretty much what he became famous for after Monty Python were all his travel programs.
Okay.
But you were probably six, so it doesn't matter.
Or not born, but whatever. and then Harry Styles is going to perform.
His new song, that's Adore You, is out. It's very good.
And then The Late Late Show, Ryan is going to unveil more Dancing with the Stars contestants.
Okay.
So I know we're kind of being drip fed them, aren't we? So he'll tell us a few more, and then Des Bishop is going to be on, and music from Jerry Fish.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And then I wanted to give a quick mention to, we don't usually do Ray Darcy. I think they strategically release their guests when we're finished so that I can't slate them.
Okay.
That's completely not true, but that's what I'm going to say. But he's running this competition. It's to find the new stand-up comedian in Ireland.
Oh, right, on a TV show.
Yeah, okay. So there's four. They're down to four. So you'll see the four of them performing tomorrow, and one of them will come out on top.
I don't envy them. I've done stand-up comedy in that studio.
Yeah.
In front of those audiences. It wasn't on the Late Late Show. It was on the...
Brendan, no.
Might have been when Tubbs had that Saturday night show before he took over the Late Late Show.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't remember which one it was. But it's not easy.
Yeah.
And they're not a comedy crowd who've paid to see comedy. They're just people who are sort of sitting there spaced.
I feel like it's a tough room,
let me put it that way.
If you can survive that.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, but more power to them.
Yeah, and I just think it's a good thing to do. Do you know what I mean? It's not something you see all the time, so... I say fair play to them.
Yep.
Then The Jungle is coming to an end.
Already?
Sunday's the final.
Right.
So I'll tell you who's left in it.
Who's left?
Because I know you haven't been watching it, but I told you who was going in the first place.
Yeah.
Jacqueline Jossa.
She's a soap star.
She's a soap star. She's EastEnders. Andy Wyment. He's Coronation Street. He's Kirk.
Right.
Nadine Coyle, Kate Garraway, Caitlin Jenner, and Roman Kemp.
Oh, right.
He's a DJ in the UK. And also...
Martin Kemp's son.
I hope Nadine Coyle wins it.
She has a very good chance. A very good chance. Because she just comes across as cool, low maintenance, like up for a laugh, is having the best time while she's in there and not complaining or, you know, any of that kind of stuff.
And the internet's full of her saying, floor! So that's also good.
I actually think, myself and Sean were talking this morning, I think Nadine, Caitlin and Roman will be in the final.
Okay, there's your prediction right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's all over Sunday. Monday we do have a new reality TV show, X Factor the Band, but I'll tell you more about that on Monday.
Of course, you've your telly on Monday too, yeah.
Yeah, and then my movie of the week is... I felt like I needed to bring this to the table because there was a lot of people disappointed with The Irishman. We talked about that on Monday. It's a Robert De Niro movie as well, but it's Heist. That's on a 9:30. It's Robert De Niro, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Kate Bosworth, and...
I don't remember that one.
They tried to rob a casino.
It's about a heist.
Oh, heist!
Oh, yeah. That one.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Or maybe it's not. Heist is actually German for underpants. So wer und mein Heist? Mein Heistenpants.
Thanks, Maria. We're going to be doing Ireland's biggest mixtape in a matter of minutes. Get your suggestions in at 087-400-102 today, FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
With itsforwomen.ie. Don't live your life on.